This is an audio summary for your AIL 8101 course. The reading is the NIST Risk Management Framework, as presented on the project pages of NIST's Computer Security Resource Center. NIST is the United States National Institute of Standards and Technology. A clarification up front, because the course materials use two similarly named frameworks and they are easy to confuse. This reading is the Risk Management Framework, RMF, NIST's general process for managing information security and privacy risk in systems, anchored by Special Publication 837 and the Control Catalog in Special Publication 853. It is related to, but distinct from, the NIST AI Risk Management Framework you used in Week 5, which is a separate, A-specific document. This week's assignment points you at the NIST Controls template for building an infrastructure decision matrix, and that template comes from this RMF world. Here is the summary, what the RMF is. It is a comprehensive, flexible, repeatable, and measurable 7-step process that any organization can use to manage information security and privacy risk for its systems. It was built for United States federal agencies, where it implements the Federal Information Security Modernization Act, FISMA, but it is deliberately written so that any organization, public or private, can adopt it. It links to a whole suite of NIST standards, most importantly SB 853, a catalog of hundreds of security and privacy controls organized into families covering things like access control, audit and accountability, incident response, and system integrity. The 7 steps are the heart of the reading, so take them one at a time. Step 1, prepare. The essential organizational groundwork, identifying roles, risk tolerance, and context, so that risk management is set up to succeed before any system is assessed. Step 2, categorize. Analyze the system and the information it processes, stores, and transmits, and rate the impact if confidentiality, integrity, or availability were lost. Not all systems matter equally. Categorization is how you decide how much rigor a system deserves. Step 3, select. Choose the set of SB 853 controls that protect the system commensurate with the risk assessment, tailoring a baseline to the system's actual situation. Step 4, implement. Deploy the controls and document how they are deployed. Step 5, assess. Determine whether the controls are in place, operating as intended, and producing the desired results. Trust but verify, in other words. Step 6, authorize. A senior official weighs the residual risk and makes an explicit, accountable, risk-based decision to authorize the system to operate. Step 7, monitor. Continuously track control effectiveness and changes to the system and its threat environment, because risk management is a loop, not a one-time gate. Why is a federal cybersecurity process on the reading list for a week about AI infrastructure and pricing? 3 reasons. First, the assignment connection. You are asked to build a decision matrix with at least 10 criteria for choosing AI infrastructure, guided by the NIST controls template. The RMF gives you both the method and the raw material. The method: categorize what matters by impact, select criteria proportionate to risk, assess options against them, have an accountable owner authorize the choice, and monitor after deployment. The raw material: the SB 853 control families read like a ready-made criteria bank, access control, audit logging, configuration management, contingency planning and disaster recovery, incident response, supply chain risk management, physical security, and so on. Pick the families relevant to an AI platform decision, and you have most of a rigorous matrix. Second, the structure transfers directly to AI decisions, even though the framework predates the AI boom. An organization choosing between cloud AI providers, or between cloud and on-premises GPU infrastructure, is making exactly the kind of risk proportionate, documented, accountable decision the RMF was designed to discipline. The authorized step deserves particular attention from a management perspective. It forces a named senior person to own the residual risk of a system, which is precisely the accountability mechanism most enterprise AI deployments still lack in 2026. If your organization cannot answer who authorized this model to operate, and on what evidence, you have a governance gap the RMF would have caught. Third, NIST has been actively extending this framework into AI, which makes the reading more current than its origins suggest. Recent developments on the project site, from 2025, include release 520 of the SB853 control catalog, updated partly in response to a presidential executive order on cybersecurity, and, most relevantly for this course, a NIST initiative building SB853 control overlays for securing AI systems. An overlay is a tailored selection of controls for a particular context, and NIST is developing them specifically so organizations can apply the mature RMF control machinery to AI systems, with working groups collaborating openly. In other words, the framework you are reading is the chassis onto which AI-specific security guidance is being bolted right now. How should you position this against the AI-specific frameworks you already know? Think of it as three layers. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework from Week 5 gives you the AI-specific risk vocabulary: validity, safety, fairness, explainability, and the GovernMAP measure manage functions. ISO IEC 42001 offers a certifiable management system for AI, and this week's RMF supplies the operational control discipline underneath both: the concrete, auditable controls and the lifecycle process of categorize, select, implement, assess, authorize, monitor. The AI frameworks tell you what can go wrong with AI. The RMF tells you how an organization systematically proves it has done something about it. Mature organizations in 2026 run them together, and the emerging AI control overlays are the formal bridge. Two practical cautions. The RMF's vocabulary is bureaucratic, and applying all of it to a small AI project would be overkill. The framework itself says rigor should scale with impact, so let categorization do its job and keep low-impact experiments lightweight. And remember that controls are means, not ends. The Tay case from this week's Tolly chapter is a useful test. A checklist mentality might have passed that chatbot, while a genuine assess and monitor loop, watching how the system behaved under real adversarial users, is what was actually missing. For the decision matrix, then, take this from the reading. Organize your 10 criteria the way NIST organizes controls, by family, weight them the way NIST categorizes systems, by impact, and close the loop the way NIST closes it, with an accountable authorization and continuous monitoring. That converts a homework table into the way real risk offices actually work. That is the end of the summary. Good luck with week 6.